Today is Daf Mem Zayin. We are on Mem Vav, about 10 lines from the bottom of the word Eisvei, first Eisvei. Just to review what we're discussing. So we're in the sugya of Hoyol. Hoyol, which means, since it could happen, we view it as if it happened, and therefore it has impact in halacha. How does that work? Right, the Gemara gave the case of someone who cooked or baked on Yontif. Right, he cooked or baked on Yontif for the weekday, for the day afterwards. So Rav Chisda said that you get Malkus, because there's no Hoyol. And Rabba said, you don't get Malkus, because you say Hoyol, we say, since maybe guests will come, so cooking is relevant for now. Because if maybe guests come before Yontif is over, I'll be able to, therefore it's not a problem of cooking on Yontif. Again, on Yontif, you're only going to cook for Ochol Nefesh. If there's no purpose for it on Yontif, then it's going to be a violation. That's why Rav Chisda says we get Malkus. So that plays into what Eruv Tavshilim does. Right, according to Rav Chisda, there's no problem with Hoyol. We just the Eruv Tavshilin, when it comes from Yontif to Shabbos, really midoraisa, one is permitted to cook from Shabbos to Yontif. One may prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, but we're concerned that you might then, if you're going to be preparing from Yontif to Shabbos, we're concerned that you might prepare from Yontif to Chol. Therefore, they had this institution of Eruv Tavshilin to make it clear to everybody that, you know, you're only allowed to cook today from Yontif to Shabbos. Rabba said would get there's idea of Hoyol, but he says that you're not allowed to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, right? So comes Hoyol and it permits it. So it removes this preparation problem that because you have Hoyol, the air is just there to remind us that that the reason why you're allowed to do it is because of Hoyol, and if there's no Hoyol for whatever reason and it's too late in the day or something like that, Tosfos points out, then you wouldn't be able to. You wouldn't be able to take care of it. Right? According to the Rabba, you need the possibility for guests to come. So if you're going to cook something that takes an hour, you know, an hour and 2 minutes before Yontif is over, according to Tosfos, that probably wouldn't be Hoyol because there's really no, that's at least in the realm of possibility that the guests will come. The question is, does the Hoyol really even apply Bezman Zed? Do people actually show up? So the Machlokas in the post had to deal with it. But fine. That's what we're discussing. So again, basically, we're saying that Rav Chisda, Rabba holds of Hoyol, and Rav Chisda does not hold of Hoyol. We don't say, since that you could have done something, we view it as if it did happen. So the Gemara asks, so Eisvei, Rabba asks Rav Chisda, you, Rav Chisda, do not hold of Hoyol. What about the following case, which is brought down in the Mishnah in Beitza, on Daf Chafhei? So you have Behema Hamisukenes. So you have an animal that's in danger of dying, it's about to die, and you want it, you don't want it to die on its own, because if it dies on its own, it's just a nevela. So I'll be able to get hanah from it. I won't be able to eat it. It's not a trefa. It's just old, and it's going to die. So what do you see to do? What do you want to do? You want to shecht it. But the whole purpose of your shechting now is not to eat it on Yontif, because you ate already, basically Rashi points out. You had your meal already. So the Mishnah says, lo yishchot ela kidei sheyachol le'echol mimena kazayit slim ve'od yom. You may not shecht it unless there's enough time left in the day that you would be able to eat from it a kazayis of roasted meat. Okay, roasted in the barbecue is the fastest way to cook it. So if you could theoretically eat a kazayis of roasted meat on that from Shabbos, on Yontif, you would be okay. So then, and the Gemara points out, yachol lechol, it only says that if you have the ability, if it is possible that you would be able to eat it. Yachol lechol, afal gav delo boil mechol. Even though you don't want to, even though you're not going to, you don't have intent, you don't want to because you're full already. You have no purpose for you to eat it. The only reason why you're shechting it is because you want to save it from becoming a nevela. So Rabbi says, bishmalidi, it's fine for me to army hoyo, because I say hoyo, since I understand this possibility of, since it could happen, we view as if it did happen. So because it's hoyo, ibay lemechel matzi achil, since if he wanted to eat, he could eat it before Yontif is over. Mishum hachi yishkot. That's why we allow him to shecht it and do all the malachas and do the malachas on Yontif, because there's a possibility of hoyo that he could eat it. El lididach. But according to you, Rav Chisda, the marked lower meaning of hoyo, that we don't say hoyo, right? So this is coming from. This is great. We don't say Hoyol. This is Yontif going to be preparing for Chol. You said you get Malkus on that. So why is the Mishnah Yishkot? Why is the Mishnah saying you're not a shechter and do this Malachos? You don't hold a Hoyol. Where's the permission to allow you to do this? So Amalei, so Rav Chisda is back to Rabba. It's because of Hefsed Mamon. Here they allowed you, because it's a big Hefsed. If you allow the animal to die, it's going to you're going to lose a lot of money because you won't be able to eat it. It's a big difference between selling it for, to, it's more of a market for the Jews. I don't know, maybe you can sell it to the Geisha butcher. So the Gemara says, no, wait a second. B'chi mishum hefsen mamono sharina nisur del raisa? Wait a second. What are the two things in play here? It's a violating malacha on yantif and hefsen mamo. Violating malacha on yantif, it's an isra malacha del raisa. And that's because you're going to lose some money, you're going to allow to violate an isra del raisa? Where did we ever say that? So Gemara says, or Chis says, no, amala in, because yeah, the heter is because of hefsen mamon. But what happens? Mishum hefsen mamono, because of the hefsen mamon, because this guy knows he's going to lose a lot of money, gomer belibo le'echol kazayas. So he's going to, no matter how full he is, he's going to force himself to eat a kazayas before Yontov is over to save the money. So therefore, in his mind, he's not preparing for the after Yontov. He's preparing for right now, because he's going to eat right now. And he says, Mishum hefsen mamon gomer belibo le'echol kazayas. And you can't eat a kazayis of this meat unless you shecht it and do all the malachos for it. So in his mind, because he knows he's going to lose some money, despite the fact that he just ate a massive meal and he's not hungry at all, and really there wouldn't be, in normal situations, there wouldn't be a purpose for shechting this animal on yantif. Here, because of the hesed mamon, there is a purpose for him to shecht the animal on yantif. And
why is there no concern of it being a safek treifa?
We know it's not a treifa. We know it's not a treifa. Why would we suffer a treifa? Why do we assume it's a treifa?
Because if it's about to die...
But being old is not a din of treifa.
Okay.
Right.
It says dangerous meal.
Okay, so but it's not a treifa. The treifa is a certain list. It does mean it's dangerous. I thought it means it's sick and in danger of dying. But I don't. There's a list of treifas. It doesn't qualify any of those lists. So the Gemara says, okay, so you answer that question. I'll give you another question. Eitzvei. Rabbi asked a question on it, because again, you who do not hold of Hoil, what about the following Mishnah of Menachos? Lechem Apanim. So the Lechem Apanim, which is placed on the Shulchan on Shabbos, A, and then it's eaten, it's taken off and replaced and eaten the following Shabbos. So it goes the whole week on the Shulchan. So the Mishnah says that certain times, so how many days after it's baked is it eaten? So the Mishnah says Nechel Atisha. Sometimes it's eaten 9 days after it's baked. The asara, sometimes 10 days after it's baked. Lachad asara, sometimes 11 days after it's baked. Lo pachas, lo yoser, no more, and no less, and no more. So ketzad, how does that work? Kidarko, normal Shabbos, right? A normal weekday goes into Shabbos. It's letisha. It's eaten in the ninth day after it's baked. How? It's nefal be'er Shabbos. It's baked on Friday, which is day one. Right? V'nechal b'Shabbos nechal b'Shabbos, and it's eaten on the next Shabbos. So we have. That's the ninth day is Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the ninth day. We're all good at very counting days these days. Right, so it's counted, on the ninth day after it's baked. That's on a regular Shabbos. Chal Yontov Lios B'Erev Shabbos. If Yontov falls out on Erev Shabbos, which means Yontov falls out on Friday, you're not allowed to bake on Friday, you're not allowed to bake a dove, that's something that's not Litzorach Yontov, on Yontov, so you can't, you're baking the bread for Shabbos, actually for the following Shabbos, you're baking bread for Shabbos, so we pull it forward and we say you bake the bread on Erev Yontif, which is Thursday, and therefore it's going to be eaten the following Shabbos, which is the 10th day post its baking. Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so now Rosh Hashanah is on Friday and Thursday, so again I have the problem, when am I going to bake it? I'm going to bake it on Wednesday. Right now, Rosh Hashanah, the Nechal Shabbos, it's in the following Shabbos, La'achad Asar, the 11th day of baking, Lefi Shev, why? Because Einu Docha Lo Shabbos Lo Yontif. Because the baking of the bread, of the show bread, does not Docha Shabbos Yontif. Rosh Hashanah, well, wait a second, if you're dealing about a case where it's a 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so that means Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, so then you're baking for the next Shabbos is Yom Kippur. The next Shabbos is Yom Kippur, you can't eat it. Well, what goes on the next, right? I guess it's the next Shabbos Yom Kippur, right? Rashi says, it's the first short line, Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Cholo B'Chamish V'Shishi, right? So he says, the case is, Kigon Shabo, Eidim in a Milchal Amalo. You have to remember, nowadays, we have it that Rosh Hashanah is set for 2 days. It's automatically 2 days, on the first and on the second of Tishrei. Those days, when they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it was just because of the what was going on there. So they had to wait for the Edom to come. So Rashi says, the only way you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is if the Edom come after Mincha, Mincha Lamala. The Rashi points out, and Tosfos agrees, that if you, the Eidim come in Mincha Lamala, what they did is that they viewed the previous day as the 30th day of Elul, and the first day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Friday, and therefore Yom Kippur is going to be on Sunday, something that we wouldn't have, but they could theoretically have it, that Yom Kippur would end up being on Sunday, so you wouldn't be baking, the bread wouldn't be for the Yom Kippur, that you wouldn't be eating the bread on Yom Kippur. Tosfos, the Rashi also has an answer, the possibility is, okay, fine, on Yom Kippur you don't eat the bread, so you just wait till after Yom Kippur, and you would eat it afterwards. Just, okay. So see over here that baking the bread would be on day 9, day 10, and 11. So Gemara asked the question: Iyamar Tzorkei Shabbos Nasim Yontif. Now, if you are correct, Rav Chisda, that you hold that the needs of Shabbos are allowed to be made on Yontif, well, here the bread is for the needs of Shabbos. Why can't I bake it on Yontif? Why do we have to push it forward? What if I gave the answer already? Why do you have to push it forward and cook it on the chol? Just bake it like regularly. Just bake, Yontif is on Friday. Bake it on Friday. That's it. Why do you have to go to Erev Yontif? Nothing. So Gemara says, Amai lo dach Yontif. Why want to push out Yontif? According to you, Rav Chisda, right? According to you, Rav Chisda, we said in the intro, you hold.
Are you asking if you would be allowed to cook on Pesach, or let's say, on Yontif Pesach for Shabbos, and now you're going to say, I can cook for Shabbos 3 weeks from now?
That's the answer we gave already. So we'll get to it. Patience. So he says, why do you have to push off Yontif? You, Rav Chisda, hold that you could use the needs of Shabbos can be made on Yontif. So therefore, cook the bread now on Yontif. Why do you have to push it forward to the chol? So Yontif is on Friday. Ish kefelach, bake it on Yontif. So then the Gemara answers like Josh says. Amar Leih says back to him, wait a second. Again, because this says the whole reason you're allowed to cook, the whole reason why we don't allow you is because it's a din derabanan. There's no din derabanan in the Beis Hamikdash. So because the answer is Amalei Shus Kerova Hitiru Shus Rechok Lo Hitiru. No, exactly what Josh said. If you want to bake today for tomorrow, I can do it. To cook today, Erev Shabbos on Friday, which is Yontif, for next Shabbos, that we didn't allow. That's a Shus Rechoka. That's not going to be. Rashi says Shus Rechoka. That's not that you're not going to be mikdash. So again, Rav Chisda says, yeah, Tzorchei Shabbos are allowed to be made on Yontif. We made a din derabanan that you're not allowed to prepare, and therefore you have to have the Eruv Tavshilin. But that din derabanan shouldn't apply in the Beis Hamikdash. But for next Shabbos, cook from now, for next Shabbos, that does apply.
It's called that a comment, so surely the need is that it can be seen. Coming Shabbos rather than being eaten the Shabbos after. So,
what does it mean by surely?
I mean, if you understand the word "apanim," that it's visible this coming Shabbos rather than eaten the following Shabbos. That's the primary purpose of this.
Right, but there's no. But you're being more machmer by saying that there's no need for eating it. Then certainly you can't bake it to show it.
The purpose is that you can't. You have ochel nefesh. Don't need hetters to eat it. You have any, so you can bake it in a way that it shows on Shabbos. It shows on Shabbos. You just don't violate Yontif for that because it's a violation of preparation. Okay. So the Gemara then asks now on Rav Chisda. So Gemara says, wait a second. You said this, but what about the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? What about Shimon the Amar Mishum Rav Shimon ben Haskan, who says in the name of Shimon the son of the Skan, which is interesting. I think they point out that he might be the son of Chanin Iskana Kohanim, who we were familiar with from the first parak, right? So he said, but he, Rav Shimon ben Askan said that Docha Esa Yontif, that when Yontif falls on Erev Shabbos, the Lechem upon him is Docha Shabbos. He says it is Docha Shabbos because you have this need of Ochel Nefesh, even though it's not eaten today, and it's eaten for the next Shabbos, you still have the need of Ochel Nefesh. So what does he say? Eino Doches. He says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, did I skip? No. Well, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amr Mishum Rav Shimon Askan, Docha Es Yontif, right, Ve'eno Docha Es Yom Tzom. It's not Docha Yom Kippur. Meaning, if it was Yom Kippur, then you're not allowed to make, there's no Ochel Nefesh after that at all. But it is Docha regular Yontif. So Mike LeMamer, what is he going to say? Why can't you bake it now? So he must ask, why does he say you can bake it now? He says, Ba'apligi, Mar Sover Shus Krov Etiru, Ushus Rechok Alo Etiru, Umar Sover Shus Rechok Nami Etiru. That's the Machlokas. Rav Chisda, I say that a Shus Rechok for next week, baking now on Yontif to prepare for next Shabbos is not permitted. And he holds baking now for next Yontif, for next week Shabbos, is permitted. That's their Machlokas. Okay. So now, Rav Mari is going to ask another question on Rav Chisda. Okay, Rav Chisda again said that Min HaTorah is permitted to do Malacha on Yontif with Tzorech Le'achil on Shabbos. It's only the Rabbanan that didn't allow it to you. But he says really it's Mutter to do Tzorech Le'Shabbos Nasa Miyontif because Rav Chisda. So Masi Rav Mori. Rav Mori asked the following question. Shtei Halechem. Okay, so you have the Shtei Halechem, the two breads that are brought on Shavuos. And those are brought on the Yontif of Shavuos. You bring a Korban Mincha to Hashem, you stay Chalos that are made from the Tuach Hadasha that grew that year. And each one has to be made from a tenth of solus. You have to bring with them the Shnei Kifsei Shlamim. Okay, and you wait them to the Shnei Alechem. Eina Ne'acholos, they are not eaten, Gohanim don't eat it, Lo Pachos Mishnayim, no less than 2 days after they're baked, Velo Yoser Oshlosha, and no more than 3 days after they're baked. Ketzad, how's that? Regular case, Ne'afos Erev Yontif, right, that they're baked on Erev Yontif, which that says, you know, Shavuos is on Thursday, they're baked on Friday, you eat them on 30, which is spent on Thursday, which is the day 2 after the Yidin. V'ne'echolos, right? Nepos Erev Yontif. V'ne'echolos Yontif, which is Shnayim, which is the second day after they're baked. Chal Yontif Leos Acha Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Sunday, so it's the day after, it's the day after Shabbos. So Chal Yontif Leos Acha Shabbos. Ne'echolos L'Yontif. They're eaten on Yontif L'Shlosha, because that's the third day after they're baking, because you can't bake on Shabbos for sure. So you bake it on the Fisha Eina Docha, Lois Shabbos, Lois Yontif. Because the baking of the bread does not push off Shabbos and Yontif. Now he says, V'i Amart. Now if you said, Amin HaTorah, Tzorcha Shabbos, Nasim Yontif, but you hold that Tzorcha Shabbos is Docha Yontif, so now, let's understand, Hasra the Shabbos, be Yontif Shari, the Yontif be Yontif Mibai. Wait a second, you allow cooking to prepare from Shabbos to Yontif. You allow cooking, breaking on Yontif to prepare for Shabbos. Why don't you? I just allow baking for Yontif? I need to stay Lechem today. Why do I have to bake it Erev? Bake it today. Right? So if Tzorcha Shabbos are not to be Yontif, then Tzorcha Yontif are for sure allowed to be on Yontif, so why do I have to push it forward? Why do I have to pull it forward to cook earlier? So the Gemara says, I don't know, it seems to be a question on Rabbah as well. Okay, Gemara says, Shani Hasam, it's different by the Shtei Lechem to Amakra, because a Pasuk that permits you to bake and cook and do these things, Ochel Nefesh, on Yontif, the Pasuk says, right, Ach Asher Ye'echal L'chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. It has to be done for you. So Ochel Nefesh is permitted, Lachem V'lo L'Gavoah. It's permitted to eat for you and not for the Gavoah, and therefore to you know, Ochel Nefesh doesn't, I can't cook on Yontif for Yontif unless it's for me to eat. But if it's to give it to Hektesh, then I'm not allowed to do that. I, Lord Mishum Gamliel, the Amr Mishum of Shimon Maskan, Dochas Yontif. He says the Shtei Lechem, baking the Shtei Lechem is Dochas Yontif. Michael Meimar, he says, how does he learn Lechem Velo Gavoah? Because he doesn't say that. He says Ochel Nefesh is Docha for Le Gavoah. So Savlak Abashol, he holds like Abashol, the Amr Lechem, Lechem Velo Lenachrim. Lechem means for you and not for non-Jews. Meaning you can cook Lechem, you can't prepare for non-Jews. What about Hoyle? What if you say that, why can't I just cook, right, maybe cooking for non-Jews, but maybe the Jews will come also. Maybe Hoyle will apply? I don't know. Okay. So now, we flip the switch around, and we have Rav Chisda asking Rabbah. Rav Chisda, I who do not hold of Hoyle, I hold Tzorcha Shabbos Nasib Biyotiv, and you, Rav Chisda, Rabbah, hold of Hoyle, what about the following case? Sholach Rav Chisda Rabbah, Biyad Rav Acha Bar Huna, Mi Armin Hoyle. Do we really say Hoyle? Well, let me give you a Mishnah that has it's a long Mishnah, has a bunch of cases, and if we really said Hoyil, then the Mishnah doesn't make sense. What's the case? Hatanan. So Gemara at the end of Makos, and right, the Gemara at the Makos brings a bunch of Mishnayos. You can do one action, and you'll be chayev for multiple things. So here, the Gemara's Mishnah says, Hatanan yish chorish telem echad, the guy who plows one row in a field, and that action of charisha is v'chayovin alem yishim shmon alavin. He's going to violate 8 lavin. How's that work? Number one, chorish b'shor b'chamor. So the chorisha is done with an ox and a donkey together. So his malchus because of lo sachros b'shor b'chamor yaktov. Client, right? You can't. V'heim mukdashin. Both the shor and the chamor are hektesh. According to Rashi, that means you violate two lavin here. One for the shor. The shor is a shor kibbutz mizbeach. So therefore, the shor is. You're not allowed to do a voda with something that's going on the Mizbeach. And the Chamor, which is Bet HaKabayis, because it doesn't go on the Mizbeach, that you're loki because of Me'ila. So that's 2 and 3. Right? Tosfos has a different count. The Kelayim Bekerim. when you are plowing, what you're doing during your plowing, you are plowing through the, I guess, through the vineyard, and you're covering over seeds in the field. So it's this kalayim over there because you're local, because lotis or kalayim. That's number four. Number five, the harish is done on shvis, done on shmita. Right, Rashi says here, he just points out that the over mishum sadcha lotisra, the choresh told the zoreh. This machlokes whether actually choresh is a violation of shmita. Rashi says here that you're covering up to what you're planting. So it's a choresh for the planting, and therefore it's a violation of shmita. And it's on yontif. So you're doing harisha, that's on yontif. So that's number five, right? Wait a second, let's just make sure I get my count again. Number one is shor b'chmor together. Their mukdashin is three. Klai kerem is four. Shvius is five. On yontif, you're doing on yontif, you're not allowed to do harisha, that's six. And then he's a kohen vin nazir abeis atuma. He's a kohen, and he's a nazir. So, and you're doing the plowing in a place where there's where it's in a cemetery, I guess. So he violates this. There's a kohen and nazir. That's at seven and eight. So it's eight. Okay, fine. Well, I know that's a good question. That's the case. I don't know Shabbos, why. If it was just on Shabbos, then you wouldn't have this question. I mean, because the question wouldn't come up now.
No, because we're talking about Malkus. If it was on Yom
Tov. Oh, so on Shabbos, it wouldn't be Malkus, right? It would be Yochai Misa. Very good. Okay. So, well, yeah, okay. So the Gemara says, V'i Arminan Hoyo, if we would say Hoyo, so I have a problem with Harisha, why would you be Chayiv Malkus on Harisha, on Yontif? Lo L'Chayiv, you should be Chayiv. Hoyo V'chazi L'kisui Tam Tzipor. Because what can you do? Maybe you need Harisha, maybe you need to plow the field, because the possibility exists that you're going to shech the bird to eat on Yontif, and then you need the dirt to cover the blood for Kisui Adam. So Hoyo. There's a din of Hoyle, you rather say Hoyle, and therefore, so I think one of the answers was, it's got to be, it can't be so far-fetched. It's got to be within the realm of possibility. Tosfos points out, it has to be there's no other dirt anywhere else. Right, Tosfos says, it has to be that there's no other dirt. Right, Tosfos says, Im hayadam tzipur makum charisha, ubechei gavash, im hayim vakish offer acher, yinogit adam, the dam would get wiped away, or it would coagulate, and it wouldn't be able to cover it, whatever it is. It has to be that that's the only dirt that you can use. Okay, so assume that that's the case, right? That's the Hoyle, maybe. Who says guests are coming?
Right, so it has to be, it's what you just said.
Right, it has to be within the realm of possibility. Okay, so the assumptions, so make all the assumptions. If you assume that...
You need a donkey and an ox just to get enough soil.
Yeah. You know, why are you chayiv? Because Hoyle, right, could cover the dam. If it happens to be, if you say Hoyle, right, eventually you're going to say that, I mean, we get to that, eventually they have to say it has to be their own possibility. But okay, so you say Hoyle here, maybe it's going to be that the bird's going to be, you want to eat, it's early in the morning, you didn't shech the bird yet for the meal, and I'm going to need, you didn't shech the chicken, and I'm going to need to cover the Kisui Dam. So Gemara says,
if you extend this concept of Hoyle to its logical extension, there's never going to be an available target. I'm going to cook on Shabbos, maybe later on, somebody will be
a... It's not Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos.
Right. Maybe I'll cook now, and somebody will be a subconscious kafoshes later. So my cooking will be
maybe
something...
Right. Right. But eating on yantiv is shriach. It's much more shriach. Right, so Gemara says, Tosos says a whole different... Tosos doesn't like it. He goes, what do you mean harisha? When is harisha going to be mutter? Like, harisha is like why? Where does it say the second? Because Mar says, "Amar of Papa Bar Shmuel ba'avanim machlok nekirsa mikur zolos." Rashi takes out mikur zolos. Rashi just has avanim. He says, "You have stones. You have these stones that you're not gonna that they're roi for zriya, but you can't. They can't break them up in order to use them for to change the metzias. That you can't use them for kisui adam. So therefore, they wouldn't be usable for kisui adam." So Mar says, "Wait a second. If you have these types of stones." But always look at kochon. Well, if you're certain about, if you say kol is good, this is what you're saying. They can keep extending, so you can grind them up. So grind them up because you need them. Plow the field to move up the stones. Take the stones, grind them up, and then use that for and do kol. Tosfos asks, that's not ochel nefesh. There's only a certain amount of malachos that are permitted for ochel nefesh. If you can tell me that you can't, right? When you say gemara ketisha biyotam mishari is next gemara. Ketisha is not permitted on yontif. Is harisha permitted on yontif? Tosfos asks, what's going on here? Like Rashi says, he says, "O Tema, hechi parichachi, lest I say the kisrei dam v'yitcha lav de yontif, The kisui adam is a mitzvah asay. You're doing it for kisui adam. That's not ochel nefesh. That's an asay, right? How's the asay going to be docha? The yontif has a lav and an asay. Tosu is just bothered by why you would think that harisha would be mutter, especially if you're telling me that katisha is not mutter. Right? So Gemara says,
isn't there the concept that you can only do
malacha on the yontif
if you couldn't do it before? And you didn't know.
Well, I didn't have the bird before. If you want to go like that, a bird will come. Oh, that's a good bird. Let me eat that on yontif. Couldn't do that before. I didn't have it before.
So you have guests on yontif you weren't expecting. So you.
The guess is that's guests is. Yeah, you had guests on yontif. We'll say again.
Well, you weren't expecting, so you drive to the supermarket.
You can't drive to the supermarket. It's talking about shchita. There's only certain malachas that you're allowed to do.
Right. Okay.
It's only certain malachas. You can't only about ochel nefesh. Ochel nefesh doesn't allow you to just to do any type of malacha. There's certain malachas, cooking, shechting, anything in the food preparation area. But not driving to the store. Okay. So Gemara says, "Ketisha mishari." So Gemara says, "No, ruuyis the kochim ka'achayad. You can grind them up, in a backhanded way." So Gemara says, "Okay, so therefore it would be usable." Gemara says, "But sunma, we're talking about real rock." He says, "But sunma barzria. So then, if it's a real rock, then how can you plant there? Then why would you be chorish there to plant?" So Gemara says, "Sunma milmala v'yachatichuach milmata. It's rock on top, and if you turn over the rock underneath it, there's going to be dirt." So Gemara says, "Okay." So if that's the case, v'tepuklei mishum afartikuach. Well, then you can use the afartikuach. Once you turn it over, you get afartikuach. So el amar mar bar of ashi bitina. It's, I don't know, some sort of clay or moist. What?
It's mud.
Mud. Okay. So therefore, so the Gemara says tina batzri.
Covering blood.
What?
It's mud, which you couldn't use to cover the blood.
Right. So the Gemara says, but then how can you plant on it? Tina batzri. So Gemara says bimbisunta. It's this wetland, like a swamp, I guess, but you can plant certain things, but it wouldn't be able to be used for covering the blood. Whatever the situation is, the Gemara is trying to get out of it. Rabba to get out of it is saying enochanami. If you would have good soil there, there would be hoil. The reason why you chayiv here is because this soil, whatever the situation is, this soil is good for planting, but couldn't be used for kisui adam. Therefore, you don't have hoil. Okay. Esve Abaye. So Abaye says, okay, another question on Rabba, who says that he holds a hoyo. What about the following case? Esve Abaye. Hamivashel gid hanasha. Okay, another one of these cases where you do one thing and it's going to be multiple violations. So you cook the gid hanasha bichalav in milk, right? Biyantiv, on yantiv, the ochlo, and you eat it. Loke chamesh, you get five sets of malkos. Why? Number one, loke mishum mevashel gid b'yantif, because you're cooking on yantif. Again, cooking on yantif is only permitted for ochel nefesh, something you can eat. You're not allowed to eat the gid hanasha, so there's no heter, ochel nefesh. So you're violating yantif. Number one, v'loke mishum ochel gid, you get malkos because you ate gid hanasha, right? Kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael, so gid hanasha, you're not allowed to eat the gid hanasha. V'loki mishum mevashel basar b'chalav. You're also loki because you cook the meat, the gidanasha, with the milk. V'loki mevashel basar b'chalav. V'inale lo sevashel di b'chalev imo. Number four. V'loki mishum ochel basar b'chalav. You're also loki because you're eating milk and meat together. That's number four. And number five. V'loki mishum havara. And you're loki because you lit the fire on yontif. That's number five. Since you weren't allowed to eat the gidanasha, so lighting the fire is also part of ochel nefesh. There's no ochel nefesh here. So you get local for lighting the fire also. I mean, I guess assume there was no fire beforehand. And you lit the fire on yontif, you violate that as well. So therefore, you see here five. So the Gemara asks, V'yarmin ho'yel, if you say ho'yel, right, if you can say ho'yel, ahavara lo l'chayev. Why are you chayev for lighting the fire? Ho'yel d'chaz l'yatsarko. If you say ho'yel, maybe, right, since it's possible, okay, let's say it's earlier in the day, since it's possible that you're going to be cooking something else, right, so ho-yo, it's not going to, oh, that maybe, guess what, coming, you have more food, you'll use the fire for ochel nefesh. Why are you chayev for lighting the fire? So the simple answer would be towards the end of the day, and there's no more, but no one else is coming, right, so maybe that would be an answer. Amr Le, Rabba says to Abaye, Apik Havara, you're right, you're not violating Havara because you have the concept of ho-yo. Amrle, apik havara. Don't take the words out havara. But ayel gidanasha shanavela. And add another, the fifth violation is it was the gin anasha of a nevela, which means therefore you had another law that you violated, eating nevela. So Gemara says, no, it can't be, because we have Rav Chiya explained this brisa. V'atanya Rav Chiya, l'kashtayim al chilaso. He says an explanation of this brisa, there are two maklos because of eating, right? Eating the gita, one is because of eating the gita nasha, and one is because of eating basar v'chalav. V'shalosh al bishulo, and three connecting with the cooking, which would be cooking basar v'chalav, cooking on yantiv, and lighting the fire. So everyone agrees that lighting the fire is the fifth one, right? It says, Isan, if you're correct, that we take out Havara and you replace it with Nevela, so then Shalosh al-Khilasa Mibayle. Then the explanation would be that the three out of the five are because of eating prohibitions. So you see, but since we say that only two are eating issues, Havara needs to stay. So Ella Apik Havara, so we're going to give another answer, take out Havara, the Ayel Atse Muksa, and put in that you used muksa wood. So muksa is a raisa. So Gemara doesn't ask that. But so therefore, again, now I still have three involved with the cooking. All right, cooking basar b'chol together, cooking on Shabbos, on Yontif, and cooking with muksa, which means I'm using. It's not really cooking; it's using muksa. Okay, so that's how he explains. The Gemara then says. So Abai says to Rava, the muksa the raisa who? Wait a second, you're getting Malkus. It's Muxa, we know Muxa's not a Doraisa, so Muxa's a Takana. Right? An old Takana from Shlana got expanded, but Muxa's not a Din Doraisa. And Amrleg, so Rabbi says, no, you know, it is. Amrleg in, Muxa is a Doraisa. Diksiv, Pasuk says, by the Parshaman, Bahaya Bayom HaShishi, V'haychino Shasher Yaviyu. So on the sixth day, you have to prepare everything you do on Shabbos. If it's not prepared for Shabbos, you can't use it. V'azharasa, and how you know you get Malkus for it? Me'acha, it says, Milos HaSakam Alacha. So, Rabbah seems to hold that muksa, at least some type of muksa, I mean, there are tons of categories of muksa, but some type of concept of muksa is deraisa, which I didn't know that sheet existed. I obviously didn't wrong. So he says deraisa. So Amrle Abai says back to him, how can you say that muksa is deraisa? How can you say that? Va'ha atud amart, aren't you the one who said as follows? Boy minei Rav Chisda. They asked the following question of Rav Chisda. Va'amrle boy minei Rav Huna, and some say they asked it Rav Huna. Hevi se me afar ushachato tamid beyantov mahu. So what's the case? The case is they brought the se from the dirt. Or that Rashi says they brought the se umuksahu. Sheinu nichnas to Yosef Yam Rabim. This se wasn't set aside to be used for the korban tamid. It's from all the way outside. It was never prepared to be used the Shabbos to be shechted for the korban. So they bring the se me afar. Ushchato, and they shecht it in mind that would be the korban tamid on yontif. What's the din? So this is muksa. Mahu, are you allowed to be makriv this on the mizbeach or not? Va'at amartlon, and you said to us, Allah. Okay, you said to us, va'at aman Allah. You answered us about this for the following pasuk. Okay, the full pasuk says, it's a pasuk from Yecheskel. It's v'seh achas min hatzon min amasai mimashki Yisrael. So you darshan that pasuk. You said seh, that the korban tamid has to be seh. A seh means something that can become both male and female. Velo abechor. It can't come from the bechor, because a bechor can only be male. Right? It says achas. The pasuk says achas means it would be individual. That the korban has to come from something that is made as a korban in and of itself. Lo meiser. It can't come from something that was hooked first in meiser, the korban tamid, because that is because it's one of ten. It has to be echad. Min hatzon has to come from hatzon, velo min apalgus. Apalgus. So the way it works is that you have the tzon. The first year it's a keves. Year two it becomes an ayil. In between, whenever there's a month between months 12 and 13, it's neither an ayil or a keves. It's a palgus. Can't bring that as the korban tamid either. You also said min hamasayim that you have to be min hamasayim. What does that teach us? Mimosar shteimos shenishtaru babor. Right, if you say that, it's nothing to do, min ha-masayim has nothing to do with the korban itself, it's talking about the nesachim, it teaches us that if the wine got mixed up with orla, then you're allowed to bring from nesachim, it got mixed up with 1 in 200, because that means orla is batal in 200. Mikan la-orla shebetele masayim, that orla is batal in masayim, and then it says, mimashka yisrael, it has to be, the wine has to be from that which is permitted to the Jew, to the yisrael. You can't bring the nesachim from tevel, which hasn't had the tumor taken off. So the Gemara says, we'll just keep going. But the Gemara says, Lochol yochol lo yavi min muksa. The Brisa that continues, maybe you wouldn't bring it from something that's muksa. Amart, you can't say that. Ma tevo meyucha sheisar gufo garim lo. Av kol sheisar gufo garim lo. Yotza muksa shein isar gufo garim lo. Eli isar davar achar garim lo. He says muksa is not an inherent issue with the item. Tevel is an inherent issue with the item. Muksa is not an inherent issue with the item. The isar is placing it from the outside. It's Shabbos. That's placed the isar on it. So that's allowed to be brought. So the Gemara, so you talk, Abai says, the amart isar muksa doraisa, and if you tell me a muksa is asumi doraisa, well then, mali isar gufo, mali isar doracher. Why don't make a difference whether it's isar gufo or not isar gufo? It's muksa din doraisi, not a brief of muksa. The brisa here that you quoted to us tells us that muksa is not a problem. But if muksa is din doraisa, how can you say it's not a problem? But ode, and more so, he says, even if you assume that muksa is din doraisa, you're the one who taught us that if you do multiple malachas on Shabbos, you get malchus for each malacha. But if you do multiple malachas on Yontif, you only get one set of malchus. So here, what are you telling me? You get a set of malchus for cooking it on Yontif, and a set of malchus for using muksa on Yontif? You would only get one set of malchus if it was Doraisa. So it can't be that the fifth malchus is because of using branches or firewood that is muksa. Ella, so Rabbi says you're right. Ella, what's he going to do? Upik havara, take out havara, right? Va'ayil atzia sheira, and say that you used atzia sheira, used branches that were used for avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, and that's asur b'zahara me'acha, and you know you get punished for it because you have to have a punishment. In order to get punished, you have to be two mentions of it. It says lo yidbak biyakam u'um minacherim. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha, let's go a little, sorry, Nachum, you make it easier tomorrow, let's go a little further. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Lavaye, V'nilka Nam Yishum Lo Saviso El Beisecha. Well, if you're talking about Atzei Asherah, so get another set of Malkus. Make it six. You're not allowed to bring Atzei Asherah, you're not allowed to bring a Avodah Zarah into your house. It's another law, that's number six. Because you're right. Okay, Ela Apik Havara, take out Havara, Ba'ayel Atzei Hektesh. And say that the branches that you used were Kodesh, were Hektesh items, right? V'azhar Mehacha, and it says, V'asherehem Tesrum La'esh, destroy Hektesh. That would be the fifth. That would be the fifth set of malchus that you're using. Atze Hektesh. Take out Havara. I'm not going to be chayav for Havara. Rava says because of Hoyo. But how do I get the fifth set of malachas? Because the branches that the wood that I used was Atze Hektesh, and I violated the iser of not destroying Atze Hektesh. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.